for some of you that are still having trouble understanding your own needs, to apply this to children may be really difficult.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
What would it look like for accepting a child? And that would be like letting the infant touch your nose, mouth, and eyes while feeding them. Giving your toddler opportunities to explore and just let them get dirty, that accepting you. Showing tolerance, that's what it is, of your preschool's messes. Greeting each child with a smile and cheerful, pleasant words. That would convey the acceptance that that child needs.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Intimate Life Ministries has a question for you. How can we serve you? Perhaps individually, with resources for marriages, for singles, for parents, for church leadership. Perhaps through our Intimate Life Enrichment Center, intensive care retreats around the country for families, single adults, married couples, ministry leaders. Perhaps through a More Than Married workshop, or our Never Alone initiative, or our Galatians 6:6 ministry to ministers and their spouses. How can we be of service to you? Well, first, find out more about us. We're Intimate Life Ministries at www.greatcommandment.net or toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008 or www.greatcommandment.net. It's Friday, and it's time for the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio, how-tos for loving God and loving others as you love yourself, how to live out the greatest of all the commandments. This week, we're focusing on how to best love that closest other in a marriage relationship, your spouse. Our topic this week, the secrets of a really great marriage, secrets that actually are written down in the Bible. We just don't tend to experience them. Here's a quick question. Do you like to play games with your spouse? I'm not talking about Monopoly. I mean, unfortunately, games where no one wins and the marriage loses. We all fall prey to marital games. How do you break the cycle? You'll experience it on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. So let's get started. Here are Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries.
Well, this is the TGIF edition of Great Commandment Radio. And with me is my lovely bride.
You've kind of been on that all week.
I'm lovely bride. That's Teresa. And we've been talking.
As she sits here today without any makeup on. So.
They don't know that.
They don't know. Yeah. I'm being vulnerable.
Yes, you are. We talked about that earlier in the week. You've got to be vulnerable. Listen, we're excited to share a little of our day with you. And you allowing us to talk a little bit with you about the secrets of a really great marriage. For those of us that have been married a little time or a long time, maybe you're engaged, this program might be of particular importance to you. It's entitled, Stop the Games, I Want to Get Off. We're not talking about games, not fun games. We're talking about painful games here. All of us play some games in our marriage occasionally. And one of the secrets of a really great marriage is to identify some games that you play. We're going to give you an overview of that in this first section. Are there games going on in your marriage? Give us a first game that might be happening.
Well, we've already identified this game as we know who plays this game in our family. I'm the complainer and you're the procrastinator. That's the first game we're going to look. I complain all the time about maybe what you're doing or not doing, and I say it in a way that's negative, and then you do what?
I procrastinate. In other words, some of us are playing a game in our marriage where one person is kind of focusing on what hadn't yet happened, what hasn't got completed yet, and the other person inside of them. I know I hate to admit this, but inside of me there's something saying.
I love to hear you saying.
I wouldn't do it now, even if I wanted to. Somebody's kind of being a little complaining. The other one is procrastinating. How about that game? On today's program, we're talking about how to stop the games. You really do want to get off. You want to get off these games and get on to a really great marriage. So we've played that one, and sometimes you're the complainer and I'm the procrastinator. I think this next game, we both pretty good at this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I think everybody can identify with this. It's the nothing's wrong game. It's kind of like the I'm fine, just fine. I'm just great.
How about some of you? I would bet that there's some games going on right now in some of the marriages that are living out this game. I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. And yet inside of us, we're hurting. We're disappointed.
Or just mad as...
Yeah, there you go. We've got to stop those games. Let's get off of those. And one of the secrets is going to be experiencing what we call sharing the truth in love. That'll be a part of what we're going to be sharing in our teaching segment. So you might want to ring up your partner right now and say, hey, let's both listen to this radio program and let's get off of this game. Are you playing the nothing's wrong game? And there's another one here. I think we've done this one, too.
Yeah, this is the blame game. I wouldn't have done that if you hadn't have, or I would do better at that if you would.
Right. In other words, I wouldn't spend all my time with my friends if you'd come home from work on time.
And I wouldn't spend all your money if you'd come home on time.
That's right. So all of a sudden, what we find in our marriages sometimes is we got the blame game going. And we live in a world of, I wouldn't have done that if you hadn't have done this, and I wouldn't have said that if you hadn't have said this, and I'd quit that if you'd quit this. So if you're playing that game...
It's all your fault.
There you go. On today's program, we're excited that you've joined us on Great Commandment Radio. Be sure to visit the website, greatcommandment.net. Free stuff, downloads, it'll help you identify this. In fact, there's a great resource called Intimate Encounters. You'll find in there an inventory of these games and then the keys to stopping them. Honey, let's give them at least one more game before we go to the break.
This is frustrated or never enough. And frustrated would be, or never enough would be sentences like, and I know I've said this, you don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In other words, there's that sense of no matter what I do, it is never what?
Enough.
Never enough. And when one partner goes through that process of it's just never enough, it's never enough, somebody gets frustrated. And you end up out of your frustration saying, so why even try?
Another sentence that maybe you've said is, if he would only do X, Y, or Z, then I would feel happy.
So a part of what we're going to be exploring today is, let's identify these games. You can't stop them if we don't identify them. And so in our teaching segment, we're going to explore some of these most common, unhealthy, unproductive, painful games that go on in our marriage. And our hope is to stop them. Let's stop the games. Let's get off and on to a really great marriage. Teaching segments next. And then closing segment, a challenge to all of us to get on with a really great marriage.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, who co-direct Intimate Life Ministries and who co-authored the Intimate Encounters workbook. That's a great place to start. Once you experience what God intended for your marriage, you'll want to share it with others, and many people do. They get involved in hosting Intimate Encounters workshops and training courses in their own churches and even out in the community in libraries and schools. First, start on your own marriage. The Intimate Encounters workbook. And when you order the workbook or other materials, you'll be supporting local Christian radio. Everybody wins. Go to greatcommandment.net. At least visit for today's free download on how to stop marital games in your marriage. That's www.greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Into an Intimate Encounters workshop next on Great Commandment Radio. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He was always shocking the disciples with how compassionate he was, wasn't he? You remember on one occasion the crowds have been there all day long, listening on the side of the hill, and toward evening they're getting hungry. Jesus is going to be moved with compassion to feed them. Remember what the disciples want to do? Send them away! I think they were startled with the compassionate heart of Jesus. See, he was vulnerable with his compassion.
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships, as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. You're married. Things are okay, or maybe not. Aloneness in a marriage can produce a wide variety of emotions, thoughts, and feelings that can destroy a marriage. Change the pattern. You've been married a few months or a few years. Your intimacy could be better. You know the problems are about the ways you relate, but how can you change? Never Alone Devotions for Couples by David and Teresa Ferguson will help you give and receive love in a whole new way. Through these proven principles, you will find fresh strength to join with Christ to meet each other's relational needs. You can and you will improve your marriage and grow spiritually as a couple. Order the Never Alone Devotions for Couples today. Call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. That's 1-800-881-8008. Discover true spiritual and marital intimacy through the Never Alone Devotions for Couples. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. You can stop playing self-destructive games in your marriage. Hard to believe, isn't it? It's one of the secrets of having a really great marriage, recognizing and then stopping marital games. We spend a lot of time on this in the Intimate Encounters workbook. I'll tell you more about that at the end of this segment. But for a little bit of information, let's go to the Intimate Encounters workshop with Dr. David Ferguson.
Be on the lookout for games that are being played in your marriage relationship, because those games will be very destructive. And underneath the games, what you want to look for is the power of those intimacy relational needs. I can remember several months back visiting with a pastor and wife. They had been caught up in some very painful games in their marriage. Had the opportunity to visit with them, and we worked through some principles, much like we have done in many of these sessions, looking underneath the games to try to explore what some of those really important needs were. I remember on one particular occasion we had visited a couple of times, and I had given them some homework the previous Wednesday. They had driven back to the airport, flown out of town, came back, and we were visiting again. And as I oftentimes might do, I looked at them and I said, share with me something positive that's taken place since you were last together. The wife shared first, and she had an exciting testimony of husband having taken initiative to plan a date and got the babysitter and arranged a special gift, and she was thrilled by all of the attention, and she positively shared that memory. I looked over at the pastor. I said to him, "Do you have anything positive you might like to share since we were last together?" Here's a pastor of a huge church, multi-staffed, in the midst of a building program, going to relocate a church. I want you to imagine the number of things that he must have had to deal with over the past week, number of decisions he's made, number of people he's interacted with. But here's what he said. "You know, David, last Wednesday night, after we left our counseling time, and it was a very special time of vulnerably praying together, it was a very touching time. And as we drove back to the airport, my wife slipped over beside me and put her arm around my shoulder and squeezed it. And that made me feel so loved." Now, you mean to tell me that that had made such a powerful impact on this man? Imagine all the decisions he's made, the things he's had to encounter, the people he's dealt with, and yet you mean to tell me that the power of God loving him through his partner by an affectionate embrace had ministered that deeply to him? Yeah, that's exactly what we're saying. And as they begin to explore their need to relate intimately at that level, the game stopped. Because underneath the games were those masked needs for affection. And we came to find, in fact, a young boy and then a little boy who had missed affection. Who ever looked you in the eye and hugged you affectionately? And he would have had to said, I don't think anybody ever did that. We were dealing with a young boy, a little boy, who would have to say, as you were growing up, who really knew you? Who really entered into your world and got to know you? Spent time with you? I don't think anybody really did. We were dealing with now an adult man who had some very critical intimacy needs. And as his wife came to understand those, finding a freedom to minister to those, it produced a liberty and a freedom from the games. A part of this journey in looking underneath the games to discern the need is a part of biblically what we would say a man might be exhorted to in the epistles when it says, husbands, live with your wives in an understanding way. A part of what we would say is one of the ways, men, you understand your wife is to understand the depth of her peculiar, special, unique intimacy needs. Maybe to you women, as the book of Proverbs would speak about a godly woman who arises early to look well to the ways of her household. That maybe, ladies, one of the ways you look well to the ways of your husband is to so uniquely know him that you know what he needs. You know the specialness of important, significant ways to minister to him that the rest of the world may not know. The public may not understand, but you know. You see, that couple left that night with a wife having an understanding about her husband that she had never previously understood. Of how her affectionate embrace slipped over beside him in the car, put her arm around his shoulder and squeezed, had meant more to him than everything he'd encountered and all the busyness and all the performance of his past week. That's a part of how you uniquely come to know this person that God has blessed you with. Husbands, living with your wives in an understanding way. Wives, looking well to the peculiar, unique ways of your husband.
Dr. David Ferguson from the Intimate Encounters Workshop. Resources available on audio CD and DVD to support the Intimate Encounters Workbook. Or you can work through the workbook yourself. And we mean work through it with fill in the blanks and discussion questions and much, much more. Experience it for yourself. We mean experience the kind of marriage God intended for you. Experience the Intimate Encounters Workbook. And when you order your copy, you'll be supporting local Christian radio in our communities. Thank you very, very much. At least visit our website for today's free download on marital games at greatcommandment.net. The Intimate Encounters Workbook. Order your copy right now. www.greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. We have to wrap up our week and we'll do so next with David and Teresa. It's Great Commandment Radio. How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. Today, what affection looks like to a child.
We know what it looks like. It's stroking that child's cheek. It's hugging them, kissing those fingers and toes. Remember how you play, I'm going to get you, and tickling their tummy and playing this little piggy and wrestling on the floor. Those are all ways that conveys affection to a child.
How about that, parents? That sounds a little bit challenging, maybe. I'm going to accept my child when they get muddy or dirty? I'm going to be wrestling around on the floor?
That's Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment living and loving, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net.
aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others, a hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches. We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news.
There were lots of people that got married in our town during that time, real young. When you grew up in a small Texas panhandle town that had zip to do, there wasn't anything else to do but, you know, escape.
Why did you get married? Why do you stay married? Obligation for the kids? Ever say to yourself, there's got to be more to marriage than this? Call now to order Intimate Encounters from Intimate Life Ministries, a tried and tested program for discovering the secrets of a really great marriage.
It was very painful, very painful. The days seemed to be okay, but the nights were a nightmare.
Worksheets, exercises, and personal inventories to help you gain a better understanding of each other's deepest feelings and needs, resulting in a new close marriage.
He's really a balance for me, and he's my gift, and I receive him, and I wouldn't have anybody else, ever.
Order Intimate Encounters, 1-800-881-8008.
Well, the games have stopped in our marriage. Those unhealthy games, we're going to stop them, and then we're going to move on to a really great marriage. In this closing segment of Great Commandment Radio this week, Teresa and I are going to share with you a few ideas of how to have a really great marriage. A few practical ideas. First one, honey, for us has been a weekly time to talk. How important it was to just set aside that, you know, Thursday lunchtime together for you and I to just simply say it's always on our calendar. We're going to talk about, you know, the children's activities. We're going to talk about some of our financial needs. We're going to have a weekly time to talk. That's been a very practical idea to help us have a really great marriage.
I think the other thing that goes along with that, David, is as we're talking or anytime we're having a conversation with each other, is to focus on that person, give eye contact, really seem interested in what they're saying, and then be able to just concentrate, focus on them and what they're talking about.
All right, so now we're talking about real kind of attentive listening to one another, which means it is not the way to do that, thinking I'm being efficient by kind of listening to the TV, scanning the newspaper as you try to talk to me.
And you can own that one.
I can own that one. So we're talking about very attentive listening. That'll help you have a really great marriage. Thirdly, periodic dates. There ought to be that hope in every couple's heart that says, here's the next fun date we're looking forward to doing together.
Something to look forward to, something fun to look forward to.
I know that that was so important for you, as particularly with younger children, that we're going through the routines of the day and we got these younger children. And if you don't have something to look forward to, okay, some fun times together for you, sometimes some social times together, what you used to call big people friends.
Well, it's not only when my kids were little. Today, I want to have some fun. It's not all work and no play.
Now, Teresa, that wasn't in the script. Where did that come from?
Sharing the truth in love, Dave. We talked about that this week.
There you go. This is real on Great Commandment Radio. All right. So we're having periodic dates together, and it sounds like I better make a note that that's one of significant importance here.
Live up to it.
There you go. A really great marriage.
And we do have something we're looking forward to.
We do. Fourth great practical idea is some common goals. In fact, it's very important that you have, out of your times of talking, some of those goals together. In other words, is there a book together we might enjoy reading? Are there some couple friends that we would both enjoy getting to know better?
As you have those common goals, then that gives you something to talk about.
That's exactly right. In other words, do we have some common goals for our finances? What are we working toward? It could be as simple as, here's the next home purchase that we are really working toward together. We need some common goals. It may be as simple as, you know, we want to explore finding a church together. We want to get involved in some community activities together. You need some common goals. That'll be an important part of a really great marriage. And this is one, I love to talk about this one, and that is we're going to increase our non-sexual touching.
You like to talk about that one.
I do, because I love to hear, I say that to men, and you can just see them sitting there saying, non-sexual touching.
Just the deer in the headlights.
It's like, what is that? You know, what is non-sexual touching? And then you can almost begin to hear them thinking, whatever it is, why would you do it? You know? And yet what we're talking about for a really great marriage is we are talking about reach over and hold one another's hand.
And we call this, women call this foreplay.
That's right. In other words, it simply is, we're walking together in the mall. I could reach over.
Wait, say that sentence again.
Yes, we're walking together in the mall.
Hey, did y'all hear this?
I could reach over and take your hand. All right. As we were leaving the hospital the other night.
Okay.
After visiting one of our staff members who had been in an accident.
That's more real.
I took your arm and helped you across
right.
the street. Non-sexual touching can be as simple as we're sitting together in church or we're riding together and you reach over and, you know, pat me on the shoulder or take me by the hand. For a really great marriage, you need to have some of those special times where it's communicated by the affectionate care I share. I'm thinking about you. I enjoy being close to you. That's a part of a really great marriage. And let's close this one today by saying also from time to time, it's really important to connect spiritually. Maybe it's one of those, you know, spiritual books we read together. Maybe it's our time of devotions to simply read a Proverbs a day. You know, all we have to do is figure out it's the first day of the month, reading Proverbs 1, and let's talk a little bit about it. Or some of those times to just, after our weekly times to talk or after some of our sharing about goals, we just pause and say, let's pray together. And Teresa, as you know, we oftentimes say to couples, hey, here's how you learn to pray together. Just talk about important things on your mind, challenges with the kids, goals for the future, and then maybe hold hands and pray silently for just a moment.
I close your eyes, you say.
Well, close your eyes. Yeah. Or,
you kind of know, okay, it's time to pray. I'm closing my eyes.
That's right. Otherwise, you start laughing.
Or
that's
you keep
what
talking.
Happened.
Or
that's
you keep talking.
And so on Great Commandment Radio this week, you've heard all of the insights about the really great Ferguson marriage. We're excited you've joined us. Thanks for sharing a little bit of your life and your week with us, and we hope you'll join us for next.
See you next time.
Dr. David and Teresa Ferguson, they co-direct Intimate Life Ministries. Thanks for joining us this week as we've experienced some of the secrets of a really great marriage. Don't keep the secret secret any longer. First, in your own marriage relationship. Then experience the calling to help marriages in your church and community. You'll find out more by visiting our website, and a good place to start is to order your own copy of the Intimate Encounters workbook, and if you like, the companion audio CD and DVD designed to go with the workbook. The Intimate Encounters workbook and every order supports local Christian radio, which supports your church and your faith and your families in your community. So everyone wins when you order the Intimate Encounters workbook by visiting our website at greatcommandment.net, www.greatcommandment.net, or call our staff toll-free. We'd love to talk to you, tell you more about how you can begin a marriage ministry in your own church and community.
1-800-881-8008, 1-800-881-8008, or greatcommandment.net. More how-tos for loving God and loving others on the next edition of Great Commandment Radio. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.